This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, October 18th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. How has the business climate in Africa changed? Alan Dennis, an economist at the World Bank, helps keep track of business climates in the World Bank's Doing Business Index. He indicates that business climates in some African countries have improved radically, and others are now paying close attention to how their business climates compare to their neighbors and the rest of the world.
From the recently released 2008 Doing Business report, we once again find that Africa is the region which has the most unfriendly business environment. In the areas that we measure, we are considering the ease. We are considering the ease with which to start a business. We are considering how easy it is to register a property. We look at issues to do with how fast and also the cost of obtaining an enforcement of your contract and how long it takes to be able to pay your taxes and the cost involved with that. We're also looking at trading across borders and also how easy it is to close your business. So these are a wide spectrum of business indicators that we look at. And in most of these areas, we realize that several African countries have a lot of regulatory burden, which makes it very difficult to be able to undertake these transactions in a timely and in a cost-effective manner.
The Peruvian economist Hernando de Soto has made a big deal out of these documents that, you know, you have these documents that prove who you are. We have documents that prove what property we own. There seem to be significant barriers to make it attractive for Africans to engage in all manner of activities that we take for granted in this country and in most of the developed world.
Yes, we do realize that there are difficulties in several African countries, and obviously this has, if you're having it difficult to register your property, that has implications on your ability to access credit from a bank, for instance, because you don't have a title registered, and so no bank will be willing to lend you the money unless you have significant collateral elsewhere. This has implications also on the ability for you to grow your business and to expand and to employ, and ultimately the impact on economic growth and poverty reductions. But having said that, I can also add that we are seeing reforms in several African countries in a number of areas, including in property registration. For instance, Ghana was ranked as the top reformer in the area of property registration, where it reduced the number of days required for registry from over 160 days to just over 30 days. By eliminating one of the procedures. Similarly, we also realized that Burkina Faso reduced the property registration tax by about 5%, and that in itself has led to a significant increase in the number of properties that were transferred.
Based upon your presentation today, it seems that the reforms in Africa occur in different areas of regulation in different countries. Is there any type of pattern to that?
On average, what we realize in Africa, but also I would say in across the globe, is that it's much easier to there are a lot of reforms in the area of starting a business. So countries are making it much easier for new companies to register or to be incorporated. So this is one area, but also in the area of property registration, we are seeing a number of reforms there. I can also add that for Africa, we are seeing a number of reforms in the area of trade facilitation, whereby countries are reforming their customs procedures, making it much more easier to import and export in the country.
To the extent that one nation has engaged in significant reforms and its neighbor has not, are you able to see any type of pressure being exerted by that type of any type of competition that may arise there?
Yes, countries are very particular about their ranking on the doing business indicators. And several countries have actually targets which they want to reach a certain rank within a certain day. We can take the example of Mauritius, for example, that wanted to be the best in Southern Africa. And this year, it has been the best. So what we realize is what gets measured gets done. When you have a quantitative indicator by which you can measure performance, countries can measure the improvement that they've undertaken year after year. And there are several other countries within Africa, but also outside Africa, that have specific targets by which they seek to improve upon their performance in terms of the ease of doing business.
Alan Dennis is an economist at the World Bank. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Podcasts of full events and weekly video casts are available at our website, cato.org.